And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. Man, we are solid conservative and just plain right. Hey, couple things here. Number one is tomorrow you're going to want to stay tuned at 3 p.m. tomorrow. We're going to air an interview that we went ahead and pre-recorded today with Lieutenant General Jerry Boykin. And if you're not familiar with him, go look him up, Jerry Boykin. B-O-Y-K-I-N. And if you've been around the military long enough, you already know his name. And if you've been around, watching Fox News, you know his name. And if you've studied anything in special operations, you know his name. He's one of the first members of Delta Force. He served in almost literally there have been movies made about his missions. Unbelievable. I mean, he was on the mission to attempt to rescue the Americans being held hostage in Iran in 1979. As a member of Delta. He was in the invasion of Panama, the invasion of Grenada. He was the ground force commander for Delta Force in Black Hawk Down. Counterterrorism and hostage rescue, rescuing missionaries in Sudan, hunting for Pablo Escobar, the drug cartel lord down in South America. Just amazing career. Also a man of great faith who loves the Lord, and he speaks out quite regularly on patriotism, and, pushing back against woke policies and, faith in action. It's just a great interview. You're going to love this interview. His book is called Never Surrender. So if you want to check that out too, Never Surrender by Lieutenant General Jerry Boykin. It's a great read. One of my favorite books. I keep it on the shelf. That'll be tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Also, you hear all the time, obviously, that this is a very military-centric show. My own status as a veteran, knowing that my family is very veteran-oriented. And like a bunch of y'all, I started hearing all these ads for this Camp Lejeune water contamination. I was thinking, what is this about? And it's like all of a sudden it's all over the place. It's on my internet. It's on the radio. It's on TV. It's real. I mean, I did some checking. I called some friends of mine. I heard were involved in this. The law firm, Riley and Jackson, down in Birmingham. Riley and Jackson, they're in Birmingham, but they work statewide. And they've got five lawyers working on this. Well, these are friends of mine. These Riley and Jackson law firm are run by friends of mine. I've worked with them on some issues before. And I called and said, what's the deal? They said it's like 19 different illnesses that have been attributed to actual confirmed contaminated water at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina. The government knew, didn't take any actions, and there have been even deadly illnesses that have come out of it. So here's the deal. If you were there from 1953 to 1987, anywhere in that window, 53 to 87, call Riley and Jackson and just ask them if you qualify for a claim, or it may be you're calling because of a family member who's already passed away due to illnesses. Here's their phone number. I'm going to give it to you. Riley and Jackson, 205-879-5000. It's Riley and Jackson, 205-879-5000. No charge for the call. They don't charge you anything unless they get an award or a claim paid out for you. 205-879-5000. All right, listen, I don't know that I'm going to get into much more of Nord Stream. I mean, I burned my time. I will say this, Reuters has a piece on that Nord Stream pipeline. Reuters has a piece that says a fourth leak was found this morning. So now we have two major leaks in the Baltic, in Swedish waters, and two more in the Baltic, where's the other one, in Danish waters. So, yeah, that's pretty amazing. And it also, by the way, I've got one article. Where did that one go? This one came off the Washington Examiner. They made an interesting point. They say the leaks have now dashed any remaining hopes that Europe could still receive additional gas via Nord Stream 1, the largest single supply line linking Russia to Europe before the winter. So, in other words, it ain't going to happen. Any thoughts that, well, maybe we can work out a deal? Maybe we can work out a deal. No, not going to happen now. If you work out a deal, you still can't get it repaired in time, is what they're saying. So you got to look at this, realize this is a big, big, hairy deal. Who did it and why? I don't have the answer. All I can do is speculate. How did they do it? I don't know. All we know is explosions were definitely registered through seismic activity. You could tell there were explosions that were happening. It would have taken an explosion that was designed for this because apparently these are reinforced pipelines. They're encased in concrete. It's not like they're just laying there on the bottom of the seabed. But then you go a step further and you think, who would do it? Someone would have to gain something. Would Russia gain from this? Russia could only gain if their end was to try and pin it on a NATO country and draw NATO into the broader conflict. But then who else would stand to gain if they did it? I don't know. Lots of speculation. This one's going to take some unraveling. All right, folks, we're going to switch gears. Last half hour, we're going to move to one of those topics we do once in a while. I got some stuff, man. Adventures in Woke World. Yeah. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.